know what it is. You know who it is. The Money Stacks Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Money Stacks Podcast. It's your host, Money Stacks. What's good, people? Let's give it up for our sponsors, Crack on Deck Apparel. That's www.crackondeckapparel.com. If you need of any urban wear, any merchandise, anything Stacks, money Stacks, log on to moneystacksmedia.com as well. Thank you for our sponsors. Couldn't do it without y'all. All right, now let's get right into it. Donald Trump, boy, work for him. He paying $40 an hour. Let's go hood to hood. Call up right now. Would you work for Donald Trump? Let me know. I'm telling you now, I ain't working for him. Like, that's not even happening. You know what I mean? I'm going to go back into the trenches and get it how I get it and do it how I do it. That's just the views and ways and laws of how I'm rolling. You know what I mean? I can't even move that way. Like, that's not even an option. But, you know, this is a new age. And we got new players that we can send to do things. So, you know what I mean? We're going to infiltrate, if anything. But a lot of people are saying they would go get that job. A lot of people. You know, you just got to stand on your square and be real with yourself. Don't worry about what my views is, because I may perish and my views may not even come to fruition. You know, it may not even be a thing. So, stand tall. That's just the gist of how I believe. And everything that I talk about and I try to preach to y'all, stand tall in what you believe and promote that and market that. If you believe your music is that good, or you believe whatever you're doing is that good, or you believe your views is strong enough to stand tall on them. It is no formula to be cool. You just got to, the end result is just cool. The end result is the look. But you got to be who you're going to be first. Yeah, we back, man. And survey says a lot of people would work for Donald, man. I asked my kids this question first just to see, you know, what type of reaction I would get, just to see. You know, I asked three kids, and out of three, they're all adults. They all got jobs, and I said pretty much, if Donald Trump would pay you to do what you're doing at your current job, would you work for Donald Trump doing that for $40 an hour? And two of them said, yeah, we work for them because we're trying to get out of debt. So if he's paying, we working. I don't mean that I work for him and I fuck with him and I rock with him, but I'm going to take that money and clear my debts and, you know, accumulate some type of wealth. So I'm bringing that to my audience. Would you as well work for Donald Trump? You got to ask yourself that. He's paying $40 an hour, and he's saying if you show up on a specific date, on a particular date, he's going to give everybody that pulls up employment $40 an hour to do what they're already doing. He's going to find you a job in his facilities somewhere for $40 an hour. Are you willing to work for Donald Trump? Because I ask this question because so many people have views and opinions on this gentleman, so I wanted to know that. How many people would stand firm in those views? How many people would be clear on who they are and what they're trying to represent? And, you know, a lot of people said, I'm trying to represent to get out of debt. I don't care what nobody think. So this is a national question. This is a global question. Because if people globally felt like this, can you not see how he won? So you got to ask yourself, when his second term comes up and he asks everybody, look, man, you can ride with me and I'm going to make sure you eat. You think he's going to win? So the fight ain't over. The fight is not over. It's looking kind of, I don't even want to say how it's looking. But, you know, real recognize real, you know. You got to keep your eyes open and that third eye wide. You know what I mean? Sharpen that stare up. This has been a great debate for the almost campaign that he's been running, this debate has been going on since the beginning. People didn't even think he would win. Now we're approaching the second time. And a lot of people are feeling skeptical, they're afraid, they not knowing what's going on. I'm just trying to open up the minds of my community. I want everybody to reach into their hearts, into their minds, and figure out how can they help and how can they prevent the nonsense from going on in their own individual community. You know, everybody got to wake up and really understand what's going on around them. This is Money Stacks, the Money Stacks podcast. I ain't going to talk your head off and be too political. I just wanted to give y'all some game. Everybody stay sharp out there and aim for the target. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Money Stacks podcast. Tune in next time for a great, great, great show. Holla, money.